It is Unsung Heroes Day here at the radio station, talking to some people doing amazing stuff behind the scenes. I'm on the phone with Brian and Robert, two for the price of one in this interview. They're custodians at St. Joseph's here in Simcoe. Maybe you guys can just introduce yourselves so that we know whose voice belongs to who when we continue this interview.
So I'm Brian Vini. I'm a caretaker at St. Joseph's. I've been at the school. This will be my 10th school year. And I'm born and raised in Brantford. I made the move to Simcoe about 3 years ago. So I did the commute for all those years previously.
I'm from Kitchener originally and moved down here in 2005 when my wife at the time and I, we adopted two girls from the area. And we moved down here to keep them in the same school and keep them with the same friends and routine that they had.
Can you talk about maybe pre-pandemic times? What was it like at the school and how was that connection with the kids?
Pre-COVID, I actually worked by myself at the school. And the school board set the bar a little high this year, so they made a brand new pandemic shift for the high-populated schools like St. Joseph's. So that's why both of us are working on day shift this year.
So I've been on afternoons pre-pandemic here. So Brian and I already had that relationship. And he had switched schools, and I ended up locking into days here. And it just so happened when they reposted this shift, Brian decided to take it back and come back for the pandemic shift.
Yeah, so I worked 9 years at the school alone. Last year, I went to St. Pius in Brantford. They posted a pandemic shift, came back to St. Joseph's.
What is it that drives you to be involved with kids the way that you are?
A little bit different than other schools, yeah, probably, yeah. When
we
it comes
like
to kids.
Fun with the kids.
Everybody has a nickname. Everybody is a big family. I don't know if it's just Norfolk, but I don't see it as much as maybe at other schools, but maybe it's this school. The parents are involved. The staff's involved. Caretakers. Our principal, Heather Graham, everybody, it's a tight-knit group.
Yeah, we're all very tight-knit. It's like a big family here, but especially in these, even before, you want the kids to enjoy coming to school. So, you know, back then you could give them high fives or whatever. Now it's kind of downgraded to air high fives. But there's something like, like Brian said, we have nicknames, like Hamburg, I get hamburger. Brian Vini, he gets beehive. And we never correct the kids because it's funny when the kids come up, call them Mr. Beehive or Mr. Hamburger. And, you know, it's small stuff. Like there's a line outside the kindergarten room where the kid comes out and it's electric. So we stand on it when it's off and he hits the switch on the wall and turns it on. We pretend to electrocute ourselves. And, you know, just seeing the kids laugh when that happens, you know, that makes the job really worth it.
Any funny stories to share or memories that might stand out when it comes to the connection that you guys have with the kids?
Well, just from my personal, some of these kids right from JK, so I saw them over the years until they graduated. So I saw them over the years from a little baby almost to a little young man.
Yeah, I mean, like, anecdotes, there's always something funny. You know, off the top of my head, I can't really think of anything.
I can't think of anything.
But they, just some of the things they say or some of the things they do, like the electric line, that's been a funny one this year. We've gotten some good mileage out of that one. Now, like, half the class is in on it, so whenever they see us in the hall, they want us to step on the line and electrocute ourselves or seeing the kids happy, or it's worth it.
But why do you guys go above and beyond then?
Well, it makes my job enjoyable, too. See the kid laugh and go home and tell a story about Mr. Vini. Makes me feel good.
Yeah, it's, just seeing the kids happy, because, you know, some kids struggle at school or whatever, and, you know, if you can make them laugh a couple times a day, you know, like there's some kids, you know, don't feel comfortable here, bring their comfort level up, and especially during these tougher times, I think the more laughter you can get out of the kids, by doing whatever you can to make their day a little better. You know, that makes you feel good, and, you know, they're going home feeling good and not worried about what's going on in the world around us.
Now, I imagine it's easier to clean a school when there's no kids around, but I can tell from just talking to you guys that it's quite evident that you can't wait to have kids back at the school.
Absolutely. When the kids come back, when it's safe.
Yeah, it's a different feeling with them not here.
We're used to almost 600 people in the building when it's down to two of us. It's a little bit different.
Do you guys still play the Electric Lion game when it's just you two?
Rob tries.
Thank you guys so much for talking today.
Can we give a little shout out to the staff? We have like 60 people on staff, so if it wasn't for the staff to make our jobs easier, like they... Everybody's really pulled their weight, stepped up their game this year, and it's much needed.
Yeah, it's a big team here, and without their help, like Brian said, they make our jobs easier, and you know, it's enjoyable, and you know, we're all doing our best to keep everybody happy and comfortable here.
Wonderful. Thank you guys again. You can hear from our other unsung heroes on our website, norfolktoday.ca.